Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
Hey, everyone. We're supposed to have a sports show tonight. I was trying to connect the captain. I was sent a couple messages on Facebook here tonight saying that the captain has blocked me from everything. Captain says no go. He doesn't like you calling his female friend a whore the other night. I don't believe if you play back the show, the archive show, I don't believe I did call her a whore. So is the captain drunk? I don't know what's going on here. I really don't, and I don't want to make any assumptions here, but Raquel is a very, very strange individual. She double talks, and I asked the captain to allow me to play the audio. I don't know if he has an infatuation with this woman, that he thinks maybe this is going to be a girlfriend one day, but she's very strange, and I invited her on the program to explain herself from that conversation that night. And she refused to do so. And she told me she's not interested. And I don't understand, because I said someone was double talking. All of a sudden, everyone flipped out and made me look like an evil individual. Cap, this isn't how you treat a Navy brother, sir. This is not how you do that. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. I've bailed you out many, many times, Captain, on your sports show. Many times. I asked nothing in return. Just respect. We had respect for one another, and supposedly he's blocked me from everything. And that is true, because I cannot send him any messages, actually, because it's saying I'm blocked. So apparently Raquel, I don't know if he has some sort of fantasy that he's going to be his, she's going to be his girlfriend or not. I don't know. But the captain doesn't have any sports show right now. Captain, I'm going to tell you something right now, brother. I'm a former Navy SEAL, okay? Don't fuck with me like that, Captain. Don't screw with me. You are a Navy brother. Don't screw with me, brother. Okay? I have supported your show. You can have your one or two listeners every week because that's what you got before you had me. Okay? Don't piss me off. Okay? You can live with mommy all you want. Collect your disability Navy checks. You don't think I got friends in the VFW? You don't think I got people with the claims department? Okay? Go ahead and ride your bicycle to work every day. Or ride your bicycle to the grocery store. Shame on you for insulting me and telling people I said things that were not true. You owe me an apology, sir. I got a good mind to bitch slap your ass. You don't mess with me, sir. Captain. Shame on you. Shame on you. You got that? Shame on you. And that goes for anyone out there. You disagree with me. That Raquel is a freaking... Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now. Her pussy's so tight, if you could fucking squeeze a toothpick up it, you wouldn't get it back. How's that sound, Raquel? You got a big freaking mouth, but you don't back it up, Raquel. That's right, Raquel. You don't back it up. Shame on you. You bring people onto the program with CPS and promise to help them, and you never back it up. You don't back it up. Yeah, you don't back it up. Your name is Mud on Facebook. From this point on, you don't know what you just done. You don't know. You don't know who you're messing with. That goes for you too, Captain. Captain. You were never a captain. Lucky if you made it to E1. You know what I'm talking about. You son of a bitch, you. You gonna sell me out for some freaking skank? Raquel? You gonna sell me out, Captain? You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing, Captain. You blocked me from everything. Go right ahead. Have your one or two listeners on your program. Because you haven't had as many listeners since I brought them on board to your captain show. Big Banker, everyone else who's called into your program, guess what? They're not going to call in no more. And nobody listens to your archive. Because we can all look it up. You got lucky and you got 20 listeners at the end of the day. Captain, shame on you. You crossed the wrong one, brother. Shame on you to discredit me and talk bad about me and make things about me. You owe me an apology, Captain. So go cook your chicken for your mommy, okay? And collect your disability check and ride your bicycle to the grocery store. Shame on you. Shame on you. And I got a good mind to bitch slap you if I ever saw you. That's what you deserve, a good bitch slap, Captain. Shame on you. Shame on you. You know, I am so disgusted right now with people. And like the Bible says, we are in perilous times. You can't trust anybody anymore. Who the hell is your friend nowadays? Who the hell is your friend? Shame on this bastard. Shame on him. I've done nothing but support his show. He doesn't know how to work a computer. Because he's so goddamn cheap, he won't go buy a good laptop to run his studio. His next door neighbor's got to lend him his computer. Yeah. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing, using a computer. which is fine, which is fine. Hey, most of us are computer illiterate. That's fine. We don't put on a show.
Me and my headset in my big studio.
Look, you work out of a laptop. You click Direct Connect because you can't afford a cell phone. You don't have a cell phone. We know that. You said that already live on the program. It don't work half the time because you're on the Obama plan. You got a free cell phone, so you don't want to burn up all your minutes. Shame on you, Captain. Shame on you for doing this to a friend. For doing this to a friend. Shame on you. Shame on you. I am disgusted right now. Another friend I've lost. Another friend. Because I don't think this is repairable. What the captain has done to me here tonight. I need to help my friend out. I got to program a show. And I get a message from someone who's on the sports show says he's blocked you for calling Raquel a whore. I never called her a whore. Where? You got to play that audio, please. Play it. Will you? Will you? Tonight I may do that. Tonight, because Raquel, you are scum. You need to keep your mouth shut. You're erratic. You speak nothing. You talk nothing. And you did double talk. And if the captain would have shut his mouth out instead of giggling like a little schoolboy that night, I was going to play it how you double talked. All right? I serve my country. I serve my land. What have you done, Raquel? What have you done? To run your big mouth. And the captain, a brother, my brother. Let me tell you something, brother. You know what would happen if we were still back in on the team, right? We'd have a one-on-one. You know what that means, don't you, Cap? Ha, 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 ha. Let me tell you something right now. I'm disgusted. Disgusting. We're supposed to have a good time tonight, have a good sports show. Instead, we let Raquel, with her big, filthy mouth, who's a woman lost, an erratic woman who can't find a man, okay, who's lost. I'm going to wrap up the show tonight, folks. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I need to call a couple people. Hopefully, they'll answer the phone. So I need to find out what the hell's really going on here. I hope it's not true, Cap. I hope you didn't sell me out down the river. I hope you didn't. I really hope you didn't. Because if you did, I'm going to tell you right now, if I ever come up to New York, I'll bitch slap you, brother. I would bitch slap you. Call Mom. Call Mom. Get your waffle maker out. I am totally disgusted. Totally disgusted. I can't believe it. I just cannot believe it. On a Friday night, here I was looking forward to getting together with my friends, doing the sports show, you know, and I programmed the show in a hurry, because the captain couldn't connect. And I get a message like this. I am really hurt. I'm disgusted. I really am. Can't believe it, you know? Need to understand something, Cap. When you cross someone like me, you know my background. You need to apologize. Don't make an enemy out of me. Please don't. Please don't. Don't befriend me. Or just tell me go away and never come back. And that's fine. But don't make a friend of me and then make me look like an asshole. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Because we are doing a radio show here. I don't really have anything else to say, folks. I'm just disgusted. I really am. I cannot believe a man, a grown man, would stoop this low. I just don't believe it. I really don't. At this point, I have nothing else to say. I may have something else to say in further shows about this. But, Cap, if you're listening, if you are, Really, you need to think about what you did and what you said. Because I'm really upset with you right now. I'm not happy at all. I got to end the episode, folks. I just do. I'm not even going to play anything at the end. I'm just really upset that a friend would say something like this or make something up like this and even cancel his own sports show. I just can't believe it. I'm going to let it go right now. This is Joseph Gibson, Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which we live in today. You know, I just got to let it go for now. Good night, everyone.